Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes with you. Greg, Duke, North Carolina, 8 o'clock in the Smith Center tonight. This game is very big for North Carolina. The Heels, coming off a win against Pittsburgh but had a three-game losing streak, has made this game huge for ACC tournament seeding and NCAA tournament seeding. Your thoughts on Duke and Carolina, Greg?
Yeah, Tommy, in Duke, North Carolina, there's really nothing more to be said. But in this particular case, UNC currently sitting at 6-5 in the ACC. If you're able to steal a win against the Blue Devils, who undoubtedly will be favored in this game, that's a huge boost, not only for your ACC seeding, where you're all of a sudden back in contention for a top four seed and a double bye, but as you mentioned, also for the NCAA tournament. But I think more than anything, this is a game where North Carolina can say, look, we've had some ups and downs, we've lost some games, but we can play with anybody. And Duke's one of the best teams in the country, one of the most explosive offensive teams, but they do have some liabilities on the defensive end. So it's going to be key for North Carolina to be very effective on the offensive end, score a lot of points, and then at the same time, really do a good job on the glass. As good as Duke has been offensively, they've been fantastic on the offensive boards. They lead the nation in offensive rebounding percentage. We know how Roy Williams likes to really harp on rebounding. So if the Tar Heels, with that small lineup, can do a good job on the defensive glass while also having some offensive success, that puts UNC in a very good position to be able to win this ballgame.
Carolina and Duke, 8 o'clock in the Smith Center. It'll be loud. It'll be rowdy. The Heels Devils, always a good one.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.